You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. The modern day Mr. Rogers.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. It's Ace and Friends. I gotta turn this up. I can't hear very well.
Hello.
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 Hello? If I'm turning it up, it's blasting, I know, because Riggins. We have to wear earbuds because it's, you know, in a studio and it feeds back. If you don't, you can't hear anything. But mine are exceptionally loud. Riggins run at such a low volume. I don't even know why he wears them.
I don't either. I hate them.
What do you hate about
them? Having something in my ear. It just feels so unnatural.
Oh, see, I've always loved them because it's like that's it's kind of when you lock in, you put. This is when you become the DJ.
No, yeah, now I don't have any of that.
When you were first, when I was first on the radio, people, hang on a second, I got to put my headphones on and be the DJ.
Oh my goodness, I don't have that same experience, but I get it.
That's just kind of part of it. That's what, yeah. Excuse me, I got to go to work now. I got to put my professional broadcaster headphones on.
Yeah. Your little AirPods.
Now they're just AirPods.
Hold on.
It's all changed through the years. But we can't be, and we can't, we still have to wear the wire because you can't have the Bluetooth. Can't have Bluetooth. It won't work with Bluetooth in a radio studio and all. So, and then that, and coupled with the fact that my hearing is shot and my wife's yelling and she doesn't like repeating herself, so she gets mad. Well, I can't hear you. And then half the time she's turned away from me and she says something. So it's natural to go, wait, I pick it up where? By the couch. Okay, you can say it.
It's part of the gig when you're dating an older guy.
I've explained that 100 times.
Unfortunately,
it's not that I'm not paying attention. It's not that I physically do not hear you.
Right.
I don't hear.
It's a big difference.
30 years in radio, 20 something years in a band. I don't hear very, I don't just don't have great hearing. It's kind of shot.
Yeah.
So try to get through the day.
I mean, yeah, it is a little.
It sounds worse than it is. Just try to get through the day. All right, so we'll get the show started. Coming up next, hang on.
This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
All right, so this is one of those moments where you grow up really fast. Like in just a moment.
Yeah. It's so embarrassing.
There's a guy, a high school guy, going door to door, knocking on doors, and he's selling something. Little coupon flyers to help out his school. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
We're selling our Cougar cards annually. Your parents home?
No, I'm the owner of the house.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, he just wants to die a little bit inside.
Does he want to, or was that a smooth move? Are your parents home? I think like you say, hey, we're selling our Cougar cards. She's a lady, and he just said, are your parents home?
Oh, no, I don't think he's like, that smooth, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. She's like, I'm going to buy two of those, young man. I'm going to buy two of your Cougar cards.
That would be amazing if it was.
You don't think that's what it was?
No, based on his reaction, I don't think he was joking at all.
Oh, he could have nailed that. Like that. You know, oh, I'm so sorry. She's like, oh my gosh, I mean, but our Cougar card just raising money for our school. And she's
like, only having dealt with door-to-door salesmen that are always young guys, and you can tell it's like their job in college or just out. I try to be so like not a jerk to him because that's tough. That is really tough.
I try, but I used to live in a neighborhood. It said, you know, there was no soliciting.
Yeah, they don't care.
They would do the magazine sales things. Yeah. But the bad part was at the house, if they came to the front door, which nobody ever did, but if they came to the front door, it was glass. If you were sitting in the living room, it's right there. Yeah. They can see me. And if I saw them holding a clipboard, I would just wave.
Like, really?
Not going. I'm not coming to the door.
Really?
It happened two separate occasions because they rang the doorbell and I could see them standing there with the clipboard. And I was like, just wave them off. I'm not coming. Not going to bother coming to the door.
That's brutal, Ace.
I, having done direct cold call phone solicitation in college, I'd just hang up. That's fine. I can go to the next one. I'm okay with that. I would much rather you wave me off than me start a pitch and then you tell me, I don't want you here, you're annoying me, anything like that. Just, hey man, I'm not coming to the door. Go ahead. And they're like, all right, cool. No problem. I like this guy though. I think this I really think he missed an opportunity here. If he didn't do this on purpose.
Oh yeah.
We're selling our cougar cards annually. Your parents home?
No, I'm the owner of the house.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
And you know, she went and told everybody.
No, she posted it on the internet.
This is Ace and Friends. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
There are people who are recognized as being super talented, but who's the most talented? Like, if you had to pick a better singer, and it's weird when you cross genres. For example, is Adele a better singer than Carrie Underwood?
Yes.
Both recognized to have phenomenal voices. So you would say Adele versus Carrie Underwood. You're taking Adele Riggins?
Yeah.
Tati Robb, Adele versus Carrie Underwood.
It's no contest, Adele.
Really?
I think Carrie Underwood's very overrated.
Oh my gosh, I think Carrie Underwood's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, I think she's a great singer. Just a great voice. Adele versus Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, I'm going with Kelly.
I'm still going Adele.
I think I'm still going Adele, but boy, it's close.
Yeah, she's good.
Kelly Clarkson's amazing.
Kelly Clarkson might be my favorite female singer of all time.
Okay. Let's see. Who's a guy that's thought of having a great voice?
The guy from Shinedown.
All right. To take it back a little bit, Brent Smith of Shinedown, Rob versus Luke Combs.
Oh, Brent from Shinedown.
So I think Luke Combs is just he's a powerhouse vocalist. I think he's got a really big, thick, strong voice that I like.
He's great.
Yeah.
I love him.
Brent Smith is pretty phenomenal, though. Let's see. It's easier to do. I don't know why. It's easier, it seems to be. It's a tougher comparison when you compare female voices to male voices.
Yeah, there are more amazing female vocalists than there are guys.
Lady Gaga, Katy Perry.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, Adele.
Adele.
Okay. Lady Gaga, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
I think I'm going Kelly Clarkson on that one, too, even though Lady Gaga's phenomenal.
Yeah, right? But you couldn't pay me to go to a Kelly Clarkson show.
Oh, okay. You're kidding. She was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
I would love to see Kelly Clarkson live. I think she'd be fantastic.
You couldn't pay me enough, and I think she's impressive, but like to an Adele, I mean, I don't really want to go to see Adele either, but I would much rather go see Adele than Kelly Clarkson.
Absolutely.
And hear a bunch of Kelly Clarkson songs? Is that what she does?
Well, probably a mixture of things.
I mean, do I want to hear Since You've Been Gone live? I mean, not really. I just, in no world.
I want to hear Kelly Clarkson Since You've Been Gone live.
Do you?
What Adele song are you clamoring to hear live?
Not really any of them, but I think I'd be more impressed by that.
I think Adele would bring me to tears.
Yeah, you got a soft spot
for Adele. I got a soft spot for Adele.
She's good.
She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. She's no Kelly Clarkson, but she's great.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson will never probably tour again. She doesn't put out any music really anymore.
That's fine by me.
Yeah, so you got to hear like, I don't know. It's weird for some reason.
The way you say it, I think, that bothers me the most is you got to hear like, ugh.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson.
This is Ace and Friends. subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
You are about to hear what may be the greatest piece of audio from the internet this year. Riggins found this. What do we need to know? They're in a restaurant.
Yeah, this guy, young guy, maybe in 22, 23, is too drunk at his local restaurant. Mm-hmm. And they ask the manager what happened when the police show up. And he said he had to throw the guy out.
But first, he had to restrain him. That's exactly it's right. Key information.
To restrain him and subdue him on the ground with a full Nelson. Then once you guys arrive, I'll let him go.
I was never in a full Nelson, though.
All right. Okay. Restrained both his arms.
Well, I was never in a
full Nelson. For sake of conversation, he said that. It's neither here nor there. We're trying to get to the bottom of what's going on tonight.
Okay. But
so what's going on tonight?
A full Nelson never happened. Okay. So it didn't obviously happen. You're believing it didn't happen.
Well, you weren't talking to me before, so I need to figure something
and
out, right?
This is a f-ing liar. He never had me in a full thing. Nelson.
Do you go by Christian? Chris?
It doesn't f-ing matter
I'm call
at
you
this
Christian,
point.
Okay?
Well, it doesn't matter. F-ing matter so at this point.
Here's the thing.
You this motherfucker never had me at a full Nelson.
Stop. We're talking. You're an adult. I'm an adult.
And this is a
I'm
liar.
I'm not worried about him. I'm trying to talk to you.
He's a f-ing liar.
I mean, that was four denials.
He does not ever deny the fact that he's drunk, no. Disorderly, or anything. He's just never in a full Nelson.
The cop's like, we got to get to the bottom of this. Well, the bottom of it is he's a liar because he never had me in a full Nelson.
I was not in a full Nelson.
I mean, that's incredible.
Full but Nelson's like, painful, though, if you've ever been in one.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a classic older brother move.
Yeah, if people don't know, your arms come up behind you, lock your fingers between their arms, behind their neck, and you have full control of their body, then you can apply any pressure to raise their arms. Hurts like crazy.
And you make them look down. Like a puppet, and it's terrible. So he just wants to get to the bottom of it. This guy's a liar. He never had me in a full Nelson.
It's almost like if the cop or the guy just said, okay, it wasn't a full Nelson.
Yeah.
He would have been like, okay.
Let's go to jail. I mean, he's
ready
like,
to go to jail.
Yeah, I mean, take me in the cuffs. I just want it to be known.
Never had me in a full Nelson.
This, you know, floor manager at an O'Charlie's never had me in a full Nelson. Put that in your report.
The visual of being put in a full Nelson at an O'Charlie's bar and taken to the floor.
You're too drunk. It's amazing. Incredible.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
I'm going to paint you a picture and see how you would choose to handle this particular situation. You are standing there. There's a trash can. Let's say you're in the office. Nobody's around. Nobody will know. In that trash can, there is a cereal box and a bag of chips, both completely sealed, brand new. Are you taking them out of there and eating anything? They're not up against anything nasty. They're just in the trash can.
Am I at my office or where am I?
Let's say office.
Easy answer.
For sure.
I'm taking those.
Yeah.
Okay. You are.
Gas station trash can. I'm not touching them.
Right. Okay.
But if it's at the office, that's easy.
What is the difference? Why the office is acceptable? Why is the office acceptable?
Because you know the person. You have a list of people that you know possibly threw that stuff in there.
Okay.
And they're all, you know, acceptable people.
So you would eat the food as long as it's still packaged.
Yeah. I know it's not been tampered with like a freak at the gas station would do.
Where does the packaging come into play? Like, is it the bag of potato chips is unopened? Yeah. Obviously, it's got to be closed. But, I mean, let's say it's a piece of cake that's in one of those little things you get, like, at the grocery store, those little clear plastic things that pop like that? No.
That's not sealed. I mean, sealed. Anybody could touch that stuff.
That's true.
But if it's a sealed box of cereal or something... Yeah. And it also depends on cereal.
As long as there's a freshness seal still on it.
We're assuming it's a cereal that you love, that you like, that you enjoy. Or a bag of chips, the type of chips that you enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
You would just reach in and take them out of the trash can?
Sure.
Does it matter what the bag is coming in contact with in the trash can?
Not
like
really.
Like coffee grounds or whatever? You're like,
ketchup,
I don't care. Ketchup, fine.
A wrapper.
Yeah.
Fine with it.
You know, half of an old Big Mac or something that's in there. You're like, that's okay.
Blow it off.
Okay. At the office, you could...
Easy.
But you, the thing, and people thought this is a stupid conversation. It is. But don't act like you're not going to look in the trash can at your office next time you walk in and go, yeah, I'd take something out of that.
Sure.
Not. So
I'm not going to take your leftovers, but.
Office, yes.
Yeah.
Next door neighbors, your neighbor's house.
Sure.
It's like if they said, we don't want these and throw them away, you'd be like, hey, y'all aren't going to eat those sour cream and onion ruffles? I'll take them if you don't want them.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter what's in the trash can.
Nope.
Hey, so what are you doing?
As long as I don't think I'm taking anything out of the trash.
Yeah, but you ate a chicken wing that was out for a week.
But it was never in the trash.
No, that's still worse. First off, Rob,
it was not out for a week. It was out for 48. It was sitting out there for, it was a Tuesday afternoon, and it had been sitting out there since Sunday night.
That's still worse to me.
Whatever. Let it be worse.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
You gonna judge us for eating out of a trash can.
I didn't say I was judging. I just said I disagreed.
Oh, I think you were judging.
You were the one judging over this chicken wing
thing. I was judging, but I thought you were too.
We came here to have a good time. This is Ace and Friends. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Now that it came up a minute ago, we're going to have to explain. We were talking about, would you take something out of the trash at work to eat, like a bag of chips that was sealed or a box of cereal that was unopened? And Rob pointed out that one time years ago, I ate a chicken wing that had been sitting out for 2 days. Here's what happened. I had a Super Bowl party at my house, and... the TV was in this room upstairs, and I thought we'd cleaned everything up. And on Monday, I didn't go back into that room on Monday. Tuesday afternoon, I walked into that room, and turns out there was a pizza box with the little box of wings sitting on it that was sitting on top of a speaker in the TV room.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple chicken wings in there, and they'd been sitting there. It was Tuesday afternoon. We purchased them Sunday evening, and so I just picked one up and ate it. And everybody was grossed out by that.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, it's not a big deal. It's, I mean, you know, it might not have been the smartest thing to do, but it wasn't that bad.
No, you're fine.
I mean, it wasn't refrigerated. Sorry.
Yeah, I find it more upsetting that you just left an entire room unclean for 48 hours.
Okay, again, you're just...
I mean, food?
You're distorting the facts.
If you bought them on Sunday night...
That was the only thing left in there. Nobody realized that we cleaned the room up and then took all the stuff down, and somehow we missed that one little box of chicken wings that was sitting there on top of the speaker.
Yeah, do we believe that?
It should have been thrown out. 100%.
Well, maybe it should have been. But, you know, I just in the moment, I was like, it's Tuesday afternoon. It's like, I'm just going to watch some TV and
I'm not
chicken wings.
I'm not totally opposed to that.
Thank you, Rob, of all people to be upset about that.
Yeah.
So that's the story behind this, so everybody knows the story and what we're dealing with.
What do you mean of all people to be upset about that?
I mean, Rob, you don't even put your clothes away, and you look at the state of your desk in there, and you eat off that thing all the time.
I use a plate.
And you throw your socks and underwear in the floor.
Underwear does not go in the floor. Thank you. Just socks.
You know.
Ace, you're mounting an impressive defense here. I'll say that. I'll give you that.
You admitted that your sink used to be covered up in junk all the time.
And hair.
And hair.
A lot of hair.
Yeah. You got your. You didn't even sweep off the back patio after your girlfriend cut your hair on the patio, and it just laid there until it got wet and stuck when the rain came.
Yeah. But I will continue to judge.
I rest your case, my yeah.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
I saw a new phrase on Twitter yesterday that I think everybody can use. I don't do this, but do you hate watch anything?
Yeah, I know people use that phrase.
I just kind of learned it for the first time.
Yeah, I hate watch a woman named, she eats on TikTok and YouTube and stuff like that. Yeah. And she's got such a crazy life and I can't stand her, but I can't stop watching her. She's killing herself.
It's like you watch it just because you don't like it.
I mean, I can't stand it. I mean, she's morbidly obese and she's ordering 5 things from the Cheesecake Factory and saying like, oh, I actually ordered a salad and they gave me like these 4 cheesesteaks kind of thing.
Oh, that's the one who, where I ordered the salad. Where?
Yeah. Her content is unhinged.
So why do you hate her?
I hate what she's doing to herself for entertainment.
And why do you watch her?
I mean, it's like why you watch anything, like why people can't turn away from a car wreck. I mean, you know, same thing. You just can't turn away. Like, I hate that I am so plugged into this.
Yeah. Rob, do you have anything that you hate watch?
Like if Meredith's on these murder shows, I don't like them, but I'll start to get invested, but then I still hate on them. Yeah. Like, I want to know how the story's going
to
end.
I'm with you. If we're in the car going on a trip, and Amanda will say, you mind if we listen to a podcast? I know it's going to be a true crime podcast. And I'm like, that's fine. But I really don't hate it. It's just like, I kind of like getting invested in the story.
Yeah. Do you hate watch anything?
I can't think of a single thing. I thought about it since yesterday. I cannot come up with anything that I watch that I like. I watch this just to hate them.
I'm trying to think of things that people often say they hate watch. Like, it's usually a lot of reality shows.
The example that I saw was, is it Giada?
Giada De Laurentiis.
Yeah, the person that talked about it. Like,
it's a weird one.
A woman said she hates her. Like, I don't know why I watch this show. I hate this woman.
Really?
That was a little harsh. Yeah. And somebody else said the Seth Meyers show. They hate watch the Seth Meyers show. It was one of the comments underneath it. It's the only one that I remember was Seth Meyers.
I can see that. Politics. You watch the opposite side of whoever you agree with just to get kind of fired up.
Yeah. That's almost looking for information, though. Not just to watch. Like, oh, I just want to watch this because I hate these people.
Yeah. I don't know if people
do that. Because that would be so worked up. Oh, you're lying. Yeah. You know you're lying right now. It's a weird concept to me, though.
Yeah.
Just watching something, knowing, guy, I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
Making a conscious effort to do something that you, I hate this.
Yeah.
It's not like going to the gym where you might hate going to the gym, but you know you're going to be healthier.
Yeah.
You're better off because of it. You're just doing this because, I love to hate somebody.
Ah.
It's so weird.
This is Ace and Friends.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
Let me give you a hypothetical. If you're given 24 hours to live like a celebrity, what is the first thing you do?
24 hours?
You're given 24 hours to live like a celebrity. What is the first thing you do?
Maybe just go walk in a public place and just feel what that feels like to be sort of mobbed by people.
Knowing that people are going, there he is, that's him. That's him over there. I think that's him.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to travel because I'm going to kill like 8 hours in a plane. Hours. My thought was like, oh, I'll go fly on a private plane somewhere. But you kill a lot of time doing that. So stay in my, I'd go out for a walk, feel what it feels like to be a celebrity, like a big celebrity, Leonardo.
What you could do was for dinner, I saw this in a Kevin Costner movie with Jennifer Aniston one time, and I forgot the name of the movie, but he invited her to dinner. And for dinner, they flew on his private jet from LA to a vineyard and had dinner and flew home. I was like, that's pretty cool. Because that's not, when you're flying private like that, you drive right up to the plane, it takes off. 45 minutes later, you're there at the place eating, then you fly back home. It's like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You want to take advantage of a lot of stuff.
I would go swimming.
Swimming?
I've never owned a house with a pool. I've always wanted to have a house with a pool. And I always thought as a kid, if you have a pool, you're rich.
Yeah.
So I would want to go swimming and just relax in my pool in my big celebrity house. And it would just be very cool.
You could have had a pool at your house. Why didn't you do a pool?
It was expensive. It cost money. Expensive. Yeah. But sometimes, a lot of times I wish I had, gone ahead and done it. Yeah.
Didn't you had do a perfect it. Yard for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I think I would just go swimming.
Yeah. But swimming. If you would have got a pool in that place that you used to live, you'd have been so mad when you had to move away from there.
I was so mad anyway.
Well,
so,
I mean, it would have been even worse.
I mean, it was a court order. He's pretty upset.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
I don't want to use the phrase, but I don't know another way to phrase this. You're about to meet a woman who says the quiet part out loud. The thing that people think, but they're too embarrassed to admit. Because we're supposed to be smart and know what's going on. But a lot of times we won't admit it.
Are y'all not accepting cookies on these websites every time they ask you? Because I accept all of them. I accept every single one. And my computer, my work computer, was being slow. So I had to ask IT to, like, look into it. They're like, oh, you have to clear your cookies in cash. And I was like, okay. went and started to do that. And they were like, why do you have so many? And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, how do you? And I was like, anytime a website pops up, I just automatically hit accept all cookies. I don't even finish reading the question. I just assume it's asking me about those cookies. I'm like, yeah, I accept all of them. Take them, give them. I'm not sure that I'm accepting them. And they're like, you shouldn't. It's not. No. And I was like, I figured, I just always assumed if I declined the cookies, the website wouldn't work.
That's it.
There you go.
Totally valid reason.
I totally understand that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And nobody would admit that. Like, no. But nobody really knows.
Yeah.
I don't think they do.
No.
I do it all the time. It's acceptable. I got to go, man. Let's go. I got to.
Without fail. Yeah. I'm accept all cookies.
I'm trying to read. I don't want to click on anything and have to see what cookies I want to accept or not accept. I just want to finish reading this.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you accept all the cookies?
Because you don't want
to. You end up slowing down your computer.
Yeah, it slows down your computer. It tracks your stuff, all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, you could still do it and then just clear them out a while, every once in a while.
Well, it sounds like she didn't know how to do that. That's why she went to IT.
That's true.
Yeah.
And who's really thinking about that? Of all the things you got in a day, like you're like, oh, I need to clear my cookies and my cash today.
When do you go back and do that, Rob? Do you go back and clear out the cookies and the cash?
Yeah, but not very often. That just reminded me to do so.
Yeah, same thing. I made a note here. But it's not until your computer begins to underperform, then you're like, hang on a second.
Look at all these cookies.
And then you've got a mound of them all in there, whatever.
Well, my computer goes fast no matter what. It's fine.
Oh.
It's a MacBook Pro.
Oh my goodness.
That you bought for me.
Then you accept all those cookies, Rob.
Right. Yeah. Not yours. Take one. Take
them. Yeah. Who cares?
This is Ace and Friends. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
I saw something pop up on Twitter yesterday that we've discussed before, but I'm surprised the ferocity with which people have an opinion on the fact that adults drink milk. Like, there were weird people like, if you're an adult and you drink milk, you're psycho. Or you're weird. You need to be committed. You're weird. It's milk. What is the problem?
Yeah, I said that years ago, and you guys looked at me like I was crazy.
I know.
Now it's a commonly accepted opinion.
Like when
it is weird.
This first popped up. It did come up years ago. Riggins mentioned that he thinks adults who drink milk are strange, weird,
it's odd.
And I just don't understand that.
It is weird.
Now, when you say drink milk, you mean as if you're in a restaurant and you ordered a hamburger. Now, I don't have milk.
That's not weird to you?
That would be odd.
Okay, why?
It would be a little unusual.
Why?
It just seems like milk is not a drink that goes with a heavier food like a hamburger.
If you get a salad and order a glass of milk, is that okay in a restaurant?
It's too heavy.
Milk the is salad too heavy, is too heavy?
Milk is too heavy. Milk is
when,
more of a,
when would you order milk in a restaurant then?
I wouldn't.
Why not?
Because it's not what I would choose to drink in that moment. Because my milk preferences are more along the lines of a breakfast food.
Okay, so
I'm having cereal.
You go
and
to
some milk.
You go to IHOP.
Yeah.
You get pancakes. You get eggs. You get toast.
Nailed
you're
it.
Ordering a glass of milk.
I might have a glass. I need a glass of milk, water, and orange juice.
You're a liar.
I'm
you
not
just
a
made
liar.
That up. You made not, it up right here.
I did not just make
you
that up.
You would never order a glass of milk in an IHOP.
I love milk.
Did you just say you order a milk and orange juice and a water?
Yeah.
That's a lot of drinks.
That is a lot of drinks. It's a lot of drinks. You're going to have three waters while you're there anyway. So I love orange juice.
You would never order
and milk.
And
milk is perfect with pancakes.
God, your bill must be insane just from drinks alone.
Can we stay focused on the topic at hand?
I don't know. I don't know if we can.
It does make it hard sometimes. But I just think you're lying. I don't think you would do it at all. I think you just made it up to validate your point. Well, you would never.
Go eat IHOP tomorrow.
We've been to breakfast. You didn't order a milk.
I'm pretty sure at some point I've ordered a milk.
You've never done that.
Okay.
Is there a certain breakfast food that you wouldn't eat, drink a milk with?
Not necessarily. But like cookies. If you're going to have cookies, you've got to have milk.
That's the only acceptable application for pouring a glass of milk.
And we have milk in our house now. Vitamin D, whole 100% fat milk.
Did you drink that?
And we make it for Dax. And man, but it has to be organic.
Oh, she
has to be grass fed. You know, whatever.
He'll drink a glass of milk or a bottle of milk.
Oh yeah, 8 ounces, 3 times a day, crushes it. But and I'm pour myself a glass. It's like I haven't had this in a long time, and it is delicious.
Does he throw it back at you if it's not the right kind of milk?
No, my wife will throw it back at me. She'll be very upset if it's not the right kind of milk.
This is Ace and Friends. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Last week, we played a clip from a Niall Horan concert, and a woman was very frustrated because she has been a Niall Horan fan since he was in One Direction, and she was trying to film this particular song, and the girl behind her was screaming at the top of her lungs, out of key, terrible, just overriding any of what you could hear of Niall Horan. And she was very frustrated in regards to concert etiquette. And we talked about it. It was a little over the top.
Yeah.
It was a little, you really can't control people singing, but they know when they're being annoying around you and just screaming and being ridiculous. Which is this woman's point. She happened to see the same video that we did.
If this take makes me a hater, I'll be that. But I will say it. When you're at a concert and the artist that everybody in the stadium, arena, wherever the hell, paid hundreds of dollars to be there to see that person perform, and your favorite song comes on, and you then take it upon yourself to release, you know, thousands of years of generational curses from your diaphragm and screech the lyrics to the point where it's like we hear you over the performer on stage, we hear you over the audience, over the crowd, like we are now locked into your individual concert, which also is like is not good because it's like you're not performing, right? You're not singing. You are literally releasing a banshee screech from your lungs, and it's rude. It's rude and it's disrespectful, and somebody had to say it. Shut the f- up. Like, literally, or sing quieter. I don't give a f-.
Do we need the F word so many times?
It's a lot of cussing, but
it's very passionate.
Yeah, I get the point, though. You're like, when people are having that reaction to a song,
yeah,
and they're screaming and they're crying and they're like giving you part of their trauma, whatever they're going through is now your problem. I don't know. That's just not the place to do it, I don't
Screeching
think.
Screeching is the best word for that.
Yeah.
Was what she was doing. And yeah. I think she's right. There has to be a moment where you're self-aware enough to go, oh, I'm becoming a spectacle.
And yeah, I see it a lot at the Air Show. There are people just like, you know, having these oh, so crazy reactions in the audience. And I know maybe you can't help that, but it's like, try.
I don't mind it as long as it's not infringing on me. For example, if you're just standing there crying or whatever, that's not bothering
me. Yeah, of course.
You're not affecting me. But if I'm having a hard time hearing because you're next to me and you are screeching and screaming at the top of your lungs, the lyrics to the song or whatever, okay, at some point, you got to bring it down.
Yeah.
And it, when every song starts, if your immediate reaction is, and you want to do that through the entire song. No, you've got to, you know, be a citizen of the world.
It's concert etiquette that a lot of people just don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's just good concert etiquette.
Yeah, like I've seen a lot of clips from the Chapel Rowan concerts lately. Like the crowd is singing louder than she is.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay if the whole crowd is doing it. Then you're part of a moment.
Mm-hmm. I'm not okay with it.
I can't listen to Oasis. Their live record, Familiar to Millions, is amazing because they do Don't Look Back in Anger. 80,000 people sing, and he just stops. It's unreal. That's like, then you're part of a moment. That's what you're there for. That's incredible. But just one person screeching, not incredible at all.
Mm. And they will never have a Don't Look Back in Anger at a Niall Horan show.
This is Ace and Friends.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
I think this is really funny. This woman has coined a new term. She's wondering what happened to all the black white men.
The black white men?
You say, what's a black white man? Well, allow her to educate us all.
Why are all of the black white men turning white again? Like, what's happening? First, I seen Travis Kelce. He really looked like he was for the people. He was down with it, down with the clique, you know? And now his new mustache is just giving Then Post Malone, What happened? No. What happened between congratulations and then 21 Savage, and now it's like country music? I miss the era. I'll say it.
She's black, by the way.
I'm missing the era of the black white guys. I like them. I miss them. I'm not gonna say I didn't like what was going on. I don't know. It's getting a little. Where's the judge?
The judge. Yeah.
I just like that phrase. What happened to all the black white men?
Yeah, it's true though.
The judge.
Post Malone straight up.
Yeah.
Bounced,
but he said that years ago.
Said what?
When I'm 30, I'm going to become a country artist. What is he, 29 now?
Yep.
Yeah. He's like, he said, when I'm 30, I'm going to become a country artist.
I'm
going to
walk away.
And he just, does that mean he will not ever come back to the music he used to make? Oh, is he going to exclusively be a country artist now?
No.
If
no
you way. Go see, but if you go see a Post Malone show now, if he tours F1 Trillion, if you go see Post Malone, and he breaks out some of his old stuff that's not country, or you, I didn't sign up for this.
I don't know.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see what he does as a show when he goes out and puts on a concert.
Mm-hmm.
What will that be like?
Hmm.
But I think I'm going to become a black white man, and then I'll.
Yeah, you could try it.
Yeah.
You have to change a couple of things, not too many.
Where would you start?
Where could I start without it being like insanely offensive? I don't know.
This is Ace and Friends. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.